Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to NFL TV. I'm your host, Chris Meehan. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Everything Marvel TV's Survivor David vs. Goliath recap right here on the podcast. It's so weird. I'm going between two podcasts. I'll talk about it at the end of the podcast, but it is really, really, really weird talking David or going from Everything Marvel TV to the CBLTW show. It's kind of weird going back and forth. But hey, I'm getting the hang of it. I am definitely getting the hang of it, and I'm getting used to having two podcasts, and I'll talk more, but I'll promote it a little bit more at the end of the podcast, don't worry. So let's get right into it. Another great episode of Survivor. Once again, it was another great episode of Survivor, I think, and finally we know who got eliminated from Survivor, and I'm happy. I'm sort of happy, because I was a little bit annoyed by her, but we'll talk about it as we get towards the end of the podcast. We'll talk about that as well. I didn't get a chance to watch it right directly at the time last night. I watched it this morning because I was watching the hockey game with my niece and nephew, so that kind of had more importance than Survivor. But I'm hopefully next week I'll be watching it at night again, and I'll be live tweeting you guys on Twitter as well about that. So let's get right into it. So Kara felt like she got blindsided. Alec blindsided her. Obviously, we know that Natalia got voted out last week. I believe Natalia was on the same tribe, I think. No, sorry, not. Yeah, Natalia. That's right. Natalia's on the. I forget what tribe she was on. It's hard to remember. It's hard to keep track of who's on what tribe each and every week. It is really hard to keep track of who is on what tribe each and every week, because I don't seem to understand. I don't know why. Like it seems like it changes from week to week, where they are actually, where they're keep changing tribes, or you know, something changes within the game and all that. But you know, it's hard to know who is who from week to week, because it's hard to keep up with three tribes, especially because we have three tribes right now, and I suspect it's gonna be there at least another week, 2 weeks possibly. I don't know if they're gonna go down to two tribes. We were talking about this last week on the podcast. We don't know if they are going to go down back down to two tribes, or they're going to go down to one tribe, aka the merge. And we've seen the merge come early in previous seasons. We have seen the merge come pretty early in the game. So we have seen it happen a couple times where the merge does come earlier than usual. But it's okay. You know, it makes it interesting to have an early merge in the game as well. But I'm surprised, actually. I've not noticed. In this episode, they mentioned the merge, I think once, I think it was the only time, but they have not really thought about the merge lately. They haven't thought about the merge coming up, which is probably going to be there pretty darn fast, because we're at the end of this episode, we're at day 15, 16, 17, we'll be at day 18 by the time we hit the end of next episode. So not next week, but the week after, possibly there will be a merge, maybe, possibly, it could be a merge already, or it could be one more extra week. Usually it's around day 20, day 23 ish if I remember correctly. I would have to go and study every single season on the wiki and figure it out. So yeah, Kara felt betrayed by Alec blindsiding her. It was and of course I think it was Carl that said, let's just do it now. Carl says she will have to figure out, you know, how to kind of get into the good graces of the other tribe members. Gabby's worried about, you know, her position in the tribe, as she is kind of like she's low in the totem pole, I guess you would say. She's low in the totem pole, but the sun is good, is out, so it's a good sign. The water started getting rougher and rougher, and I already called it last week at the end of the last episode when they showed the preview that there were going to be a storm coming on the island. I figured it. I figured it out pretty quick. As soon as I saw the preview for the episode, I was like, okay, you know, there's a storm coming. It's going to happen. There's going to be storm, and I was not expecting this, which I'm going to get to in a moment. Now, kind of looking at the weather, it was pouring rain. It was a river of water. It was the water actually was going under the Jibini tribe shelter. So water was like running like a river on them. They got tree mail. They said they were going to be evacuated from the island due to a cyclone that is going to happen. That's coming, like there's a cyclone coming. So they will return to the game when it is safe to come back. And this is the first time we've actually seen an evacuation like this since season 33 of Survivor. That was Survivor Millennial vs. Gen X. Yes, I have a good photogenic memory. It was in Survivor Millennial vs. Gen X. The first couple days, I think it was the first day or second day or something like that, they had a cyclone where they were evacuated from the game. They were removed from the game temporarily while they had to wait out the storm. I don't know how long the wait is. I do not really know. I guess it really depends on how long the storm will take to pass by. I don't really know the answers to that, but I'm suspecting it could be a day, it could be 2 days, depending how long it will take. So they were evacuated. So when they got back to camp, Jibini got back to the camp, their shelter was destroyed pretty much. It was like a tornado ripped right through the whole camp. I think actually Christian said, or was it Christian? I forget. Someone said it looked like a bomb went off in the camp, which is true. It looked like a bomb went off. Like it went kaboom, the whole camp blew up. But I shouldn't be joking like that. But it did. It was a mess. It was disaster. That was a disaster and a half to look at. Like, wow, it's just, these storms are brutal, especially this year. Like, we have a lot of cyclones. They had the cyclone in Fiji. I think they were still in Fiji when they were actually in Millennial vs. Gen X. I think they were still in Fiji at the time. If I'm correct, they were in Fiji, and I believe they had a cyclone then too as well. And don't forget, we have all these hurricanes. The most recent one, Hurricane Michael, which was down in Mexico, the country Mexico, recently. And of course, hearts go out to everybody affected by that hurricane. But Mother Nature is, it could be a pain in the butt. I'm going to say it in a nice way. I'm not going to swear. I try to keep this podcast family friendly at all times. But, you know, Mother Nature can be you-know-what sometimes. Definitely, she can be a pain in the butt. And it's just Mother, you got to deal with it. And that's how they have to deal with it in this game. They have to, you know, just take shelter, be safe, you know, take all precautions, and make sure they are going to be safe. And safe and sound, and nothing happens to them. So, it was okay. So the Vuku shelter actually was still standing. So the I guess the storm cyclone did not affect them very much. The cyclone was not affecting them much, so it was good. It was they didn't get hit as hard. Well, I guess they're in different parts of the island, so one will be on like one side and one will be far away, and they're ones in the back side. So I don't know if they're on the same island or they're on three different islands within Fiji. I don't know exactly where the camp are located, but sometimes some of them are on one island, once another island. Like, you know, sometimes when you have a country like Fiji or Pearl Islands, there's a bunch of different islands, but they can be on different islands, each of the tribe. Once on Survivor, they found someone found another tribe's camp. That was actually interesting. I remember that. So where was I here? So reward challenge. Oh, sorry. Vuku had to fix the floor, and they also had to fix one of the beams within their shelter. So they're tweaking it a bit, I guess. They're trying to tweak it a bit. They're trying to make sure it's a little bit better than it was before, which is good. It's a good thing. You want to make sure nothing falls on you, or you go flying or falling into the floor. You don't want that to happen, because that would probably hurt. So going reward challenge, they will use a pole to knock sandbags off the net. So they have to use a pole to hit it off the net. And then once they do that, they will untie a slingshot, a huge slingshot, and they have to use a slingshot to hit two targets that will let you bring the target up, and then the first to do that will win reward. The reward is four egg laying hens, one rooster, and then the second try to finish will get a dozen eggs. I wrote four. I'm like, well, that doesn't make no sense, but it's 12. 12 is a dozen, obviously, for those who didn't really know that. So, okay, so where was I? Tiva was in the lead. Dan untied the slingshot. Jabini, and I forget, and one of the other tribes got all their bags. Lyrsa untying the slingshot, obviously, and then Angelina did her first shot, got one, and then Tiva was in the lead by two, was in the lead, but blew it, and then Angelina got it finally, and then Elizabeth got it, and then Fuku wins reward. Tiva got it, the showdown, David versus Goliath. Obviously, I'm using that term, David versus Goliath, which was in the Bible. It was a Bible story. So, and then Jabini wins reward and a dozen eggs. So, they were talking about, Gabby was talking about how confident they usually are in a mini challenge, and then of course they lose. She is worried that she will be the next to go. Obviously, she is worried she will be the next one to go out of this game, obviously. So, obviously they can't go into reward with him. We can't go into the merge with him. They're talking about, I believe they were talking about Alec, obviously. And of course, Kara says she trusts them more than ever. And then of course, Elizabeth said, Elizabeth wants to trust her, but, you know, Kara, you know, obviously she wants to work with Goliath, but I don't know. Like, I think Elizabeth is kind of iffy on the fact that she wants to trust them, but, you know, it's really hard to trust her at this moment. She'll be really hard to trust. So, Kara saying Alec will be having to do damage control now. Elizabeth said they will be a Goliath out, which will be Kara. Kara will be the next one to be voted out of this game. Jabini arguing over with Natalie. So the Jabini tribe arguing with Natalie about cooking all the eggs. So Natalie wants to cook all the damn eggs. And obviously, you know, I think it was Lyrsa said that it would go bad much quicker because they're out in the open. They have nowhere to keep it cool. You know, they don't have the refrigerating unit like they do back home, obviously, because they're in the middle of the jungle. And, it is hard to keep the eggs cool. So, obviously, it can go bad very quickly. I guess the bacteria will be building up pretty quick. Lyrsa wants to make it to the merge and not play with Natalie anymore. So, obviously, Lyrsa is not having it with Natalie. I think, Lyrsa is just sick of Natalie at this point, and she just wants her out of this game. And I would probably be annoyed if I was Lyrsa or I was any of the other members of the Jabini tribe. I would probably be very annoyed. So Mike said Natalie's, you know, the loudest person in the camp, always wants her way. So they want to get her out next. Christian gets part of, Christian said, Christian is part of the is kind of wanting to be with the guys, obviously, and of course Gabby is on the outside, pretty much, and they were hoping she didn't have an idol, as they want to get her out next. Now we know that it wasn't Jabini. Wait, what tribe did I say here? Jabini. I don't even think went to tribal council. No, Jabini never went to tribal council. That's right. I don't think it was Jabini. We'll get into that after. So obviously they're hoping she doesn't have an idol, and then if she does, then obviously she will be safe, pretty much. So Dan's looking for another idol, as it's a brand new island, and they usually put a new idol out there every time. They put an idol out there every time, and they usually will put another idol out there to get. So Dan found a clue to a hidden mini idol, which will be at the next mini challenge, which is going to be hidden under the ball challenge. There's a ball challenge, obviously. There's like, I think it was like a bag where the ball's hanging there, or the ball's hanging there or something. And then, or it's a bag that a ball's hanging in there underneath. I think that's where the ball was actually hidden. And so it was actually under there, actually. So it's pretty cool where it is. So, mini challenge. I'm just blanking. Sorry. I'm blanking tonight. It's just like, my brain's just not with it today. So they will have to race up and over an obstacle. They will have to lift a ladder up, and then they go up the ladder, and then they have to raise the bridge, put the bridge across. From there, they go across the bridge to get a ball. Then they have to maneuver the ball on the top of the snake puzzle, which we have seen before on Big Brother 14. I believe Big Brother 20, they did that kind of challenge within Big Brother as well. If I remember correctly, they did that on Big Brother 14. Frank won the HOH, I believe. And then, of course, Dan was on the block, blah, 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 blah. The rest is history. You know what I mean. But, they have done this on Big Brother. They've done this on Survivor. So it's been on all kinds of different reality TV shows. So the first to lift two targets will win immunity, safe from tribal council, will not be voted out of this game. Loser, obviously, go to tribal council. Someone will be voted out of this game. So Vuku was doing a good job. Natalie takes a fall. Gabby was up for Teva. And I think Teva is T-E-A-V-A, I think. I do not know how to spell that properly. But Jabini, so Teva and Jabini were in the lead. So the two tribes were working, they were very close together. And in the challenge, so they were both close within the challenge. And then Alec was on tying. John has an edge over Alec. Dan got the hidden immunity idol that was hidden there, so he finally did get it. He finally got the idol as well. And then Alec drops and has to start again. And then John drops once again. John drops. He has to start all over again. So it was very close. Then John actually swapped out with Christian. Christian with had a good momentum. Alec with another nice move. Alec and Christian close. Alec got the lead. Nuku wins immunity. So obviously Nuku will not be going to tribal council. And then of course Teva wins immunity. So what means Jabini is going to tribal council. So Lyrsa is, oh yeah, that's right. Cause okay, so what I was saying earlier, I believe that Gabby is on tribe. Is she on now? I'm just confused. See what I mean? It's so confusing. You have Teva, you have Nuku, and then you have, I think it's Teva. I believe it was Teva. It's green. I might have to go look at my old note because I am completely confused. But Gabby's won. Like, Gabby's tribe won the meeting, so she'll be safe. There'll be no problems with her. So obviously Gabby is safe, so she will not be voted out of the game. So obviously Lyrsa is saying she's voting for Natalie because she is annoying her. So everybody's getting on. Natalie's starting to get on everybody's nerve. So it must be pretty tough to deal with, obviously. So it must be really tough to deal with is to have Natalie. To deal with Natalie. So Angelina said, you know, keep Nick and get out Lyrsa. Keep the tribe strong. Natalie's saying, you know, take his, and it kind of, Natalie saying, you know, take his jackets. All this whole thing about jackets this episode. I'm looking, what the hell are they talking about jackets? I don't really understand what the hell's going on. Like, what do they mean by jacket? I just don't know. So, where was I? Nick saying, you know, are you bullying me? Obviously, taking away his jacket. Nick said Natalie has to go. Obviously, but three Goliaths, one David. So, obviously, he's saying that, they want to try to to keep Goliath strong, but, you know, they may have to sacrifice and get one of the Goliaths out at this point. Mike said to tell Angelina, Mike told Nick to tell Angelina, you know, if you save me, he'll work with you in the future as well. Angelina thinks Lyrsa is voting for Natalie. Natalie thinks she's voting for Natalie. Sorry, Lyrsa thinking, all right, let me try that. Lyrsa thinks she is voting for Natalie, and Natalie thinks that she is voting for Lyrsa. So obviously reverse to what I said first time around. Obviously it was reversed to the first what I said the first time around, obviously. So if they, you know, take out Goliath, they'll be tied up. So, you know, she's talking about, you know, we're gonna be tied up. It'll be one Goliath, one David, or two Goliaths, two Davids. I don't know how many there are left in each tribe. I'm not even sure how many tribes are or how many members are in the tribe at this point. Actually, hang on a second, let me check it. I'm gonna do a live check here on the wiki. I just pulled it up. I have it bookmarked on my computer, so it makes it easy. So right now there is 1, 2, 3, 4 Jabini left. So there's Angelina, Lyrsa, Mike, and Nick. And yes, I realized I just said Nicole, or not Nicole. Natalie is out. I'm looking at Natalie's last name randomly, but yeah, there's four. So I guess it'd be 2 and 2. I guess that's what I'm thinking. It is 2 and 2. So her mind is kind of racing. You know, she's just trying to, there's no wiggle room at this point. She's trying to figure out, you know, what she's going to do. At tribal council, so she is totally unsure what is going to happen. So tribal council, they're talking about three Goliaths. Lyrsa looking the numbers, you know, want to stay Goliath strong, obviously. Discussion about the eggs. Lyrsa said eggs will not hold the bacteria very long. She learned it in cooking school, so obviously Lyrsa is a cook. She went to school for cooking. Mike said Natalie wants things her way, obviously. Natalie did not want to negotiate with anyone, and obviously didn't give me, you know, your jacket, vote for Lyrsa, and then Natalie was interrupting Jeff, so I was gonna, honestly, I was annoyed, because she was always interrupting Jeff Probst every time. I was like, come on, like, don't interrupt Jeff, like, he is trying to get his point across. This is, you gotta let everybody talk, you know, that's how I feel. So Angelina said Natalie doing it out of love, as Angelina has been cold at night. Mike said looking at the next stage, looking at people who have the right vibe, so they voted, and then Natalie voted for Lyrsa. She said take your jacket back and go back to Boston. That's what she said to about Lyrsa, and then Nick voted Natalie, and then Nick said something that I was like, huh? I didn't really catch it really quick. So the votes, one vote for Lyrsa, two votes for Lyrsa. Sixth person voted out Survivor, David vs. Goliath. Natalie is voted out. Next week will be the battle lines will be kind of drawn. Also, enemies are made and friends become enemies. So that looks like a really interesting episode of Survivor, and it will be interesting to see, especially. And then, of course, they did not say, drop your bus, you're merged. They have not said that word yet. It's too soon to think about merge right now. I think it's too soon. Give it, like I said at the beginning, give it a week. Give it about a week and a half, 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks at least, and they'll merge finally. But you never know with a Survivor. Trust me, you never know what is going on. So that's it for this recap. What else is going on with me? Nothing much. You can probably tune in this weekend to the CBLTW show. The CBLTW show is dedicated to shows outside the reality TV realm. Well, minus Music City, I do cover Music City. It is kind of a reality TV show, as they confirmed, but I put it on that side. I thought it would be a better fit for the podcast programming. So, the CBLTW show is on podcast.com, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, and also CastBox, who is graciously nice enough to let me back on there and update the feed. So, we are on there as well. We'll be doing Last Man Standing Recap. It's a comedy show with Tim Allen. That will be coming out this weekend. I'm going to be doing a whole pile of stuff of those podcasts over the next few days. I'm going to be mass recording, and once a day I'll be posting one up on the CBLTW audio only feed for you guys there. So go subscribe today, so you can probably guarantee something at least Saturday, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There's about four I have to catch up on, and I will do that. What else? I guess that's it for podcast wise. I'm going to be seeing Larry week Sunday. We'll be talking more about the Power Rangers stuff. I will let you guys know on the other podcast what's going on with that and when it's coming out next. And hopefully, I think it'll be December, we'll be recording that as well. All right, that's it for me for this episode of Everything About TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media on Twitter at Crispy on the Web, and also on Instagram at Crispy on the Web. Thank you guys so much for the love and support. Have a good weekend, guys. See you guys next week. See you on the CBLTW show this weekend. I forgot. Have a good one, guys.